Hello, this is Mike Harbath with Revenue Rocket, and we're here at our world headquarters in Bloomington, Minnesota. And for this week's podcast, we're going to talk about 2019, the year in review, and 2020, what's coming. So 2019, the year in review for IT services companies, and what to expect on both the M&A front and organic growth front. On the M&A front, we saw a record year as it relates to number of transactions, not only here at Revenue Rocket, but also in the industry in general. I think what's fascinating about that topic is that in general, over all industries, there was some flattening in M&A volume. We certainly did not see that in the technology services marketplace. We saw an acceleration. And I think that's a coalition, a kind of amalgamation, I guess is the best way to say it, of a variety of things. And that amalgamation has to do with the ever-increasing influence of services companies in the overall economy. And there was a very good article that was recently published, I believe it was by Gartner, or it may have been by Bain, but you'll be able to find it on our website. We'll put it out there for your reference, that talked about the ever-increasing influence of technology overall in the economy. It's pretty fascinating stuff, and we'll make sure it gets out there in our news stream at revenuerocket.com. And it did talk about how certainly there's a ever-increasing influence in technology, and in particular services. So we certainly saw that. And we saw an ever-increasing number of transactions and increased valuations. We also saw a lot of private equity pouring into the market. That was real evident in the number of transactions, not only that we participated in that were private equity funded, but also overall the transactions that were private equity funded. I don't know, have the exact numbers, but I have to believe, just based on our personal experience and what we see in the marketplace, that it was a record year for that kind of activity. And we don't see any shortage of those private equity funded deals coming in 2020. If anything, we're certainly seeing an acceleration in the number of transactions that we're going to expect in 2020. We continue to see the trend of companies becoming much more specialized, IT services companies becoming much more specialized in 2019. And the ones that are focused clearly on a set of technologies that is well-defined and technology services, as well as a vertical market, were the companies that grew the fastest in 2019. It certainly outperformed from a growth rate perspective and from a profit realization perspective the non-specialists or the non-verticalized firms by a factor of about 4-1. It was sort of a fascinating thing to observe. We think that we've long held that that is the path to the promised land, so to speak. And for those of you that are looking to make those transformations in 2020, we would be happy to have a conversation with you about how to best do that. But 2019, excellent year. Obviously, it was a great year for the stock market. It was a great year in IT services, great year both for M&A and organic growth opportunities. As we move into 2020, we certainly see a similar level of opportunity in front of us. I think most of the folks that we have talked to since the beginning of the year have said that they're seeing a record amount of demand, considerable demand increases even from 2019, which is portending that they could even top their, many of them had record years in 2019. They could top their year 2019 numbers in 2020, and that's amazing to me. I think it's no small part due to probably where we are in not only both the economic cycle, but also the fact that it is as this article that you'll find in our news stream talks to, it is a ever increasing. Influence of the technology marketplace in the overall economy. It continues to become a greater and greater component of the overall economy. And I think that bodes well for anyone who may be listening to this podcast and wondering if their business and the industry in general has legs. Certainly it does. And if anything, it's accelerating at a record pace. I think with all that said, we certainly expect to see, continue to see quite a bit of consolidation in 2020, even more so than we saw in 19. We see a voracious appetite by acquirers to acquire companies and continue to consolidate out certain areas of the market. We're certainly seeing that in the MSP market. We're seeing that in the what we'll call a custom application development space, and in the what we'll call application implementer space. All those areas are having accelerating velocity towards consolidation, and some in particular are consolidating faster. For example, in the application development space, we continue to see consolidation in the Salesforce implementers and in Microsoft's all of their accounting products as they move more to the cloud with Business Central. As we look at custom application development, the influence of nearshore and offshore companies and the globalization of that development is continuing to further force consolidation so that companies that will be successful will need to offer those types of services, whether they be nearshore, rural sourcing, or offshore type trends. We certainly see those trends, and you know, we see it, we're happen to be representing some of those companies for sale at this time. And likewise, you know, in the MSP space, we continue to see larger and larger players, predominantly funded by private equity, that are continuing to roll up many, many companies. I think if you're in that space, you've probably been contacted by them or in the conversations with one of them, because they certainly have been a voracious appetite for that. I think in general, when you look at the macroeconomic trends of 2020, we were in an election year. Most folks feel that we'll have continue to have some pretty good growth this year. Won't have some ups and downs. We may not see the stock market go up nearly as much as it did in 2019, but we do look for some positive growth. And I think that optimism buoys businesses to make decisions to work with outside advisors and IT services companies. And again, I think that will mean that you know, it's up to you to figure out how you're going to capitalize on that growth opportunity in 2020. We think that for the companies that are making transformations to more of a vertical orientation with their service set, that they will continue to see very interesting opportunities. We're also seeing some of those companies who have already made that transformation focus on adjacencies and begin to expand their business into interesting adjacencies. And those adjacencies typically are other types of services that that same vertical market might purchase, whether that be around other areas of the business, aka marketing services, technical marketing services, maybe being offered by a managed service provider, for example, it specializes on a narrow vertical. Or it may be things such as you know, a different set of adjacency services, whether it be for a custom developer or for more an app implementer. So our prediction is the future is bright for 2020. We don't know what 2021 and beyond will bring. Obviously, there's some concern that we could see a slowdown. We're kind of overdue for a slowdown, but you know, some of the pundits on Wall Street say that we may not see that slowdown with this rather rapid transformation to a more tech-driven economy. And every month that goes by, we tend to be more tech-driven than ever. And with that trend, I think we begin to, you know, some of the rules of traditional economic cycles kind of go out the window. And some, you know, I've seen predictions of a 40,000 Dow in recently. Which I think could be, you know, quite interesting in its own right. For now, we're going to wrap it up. Feel free to give us a call anytime or reach out. We can be found at revenuerocket.com or at info@revenuerocket.com. We'd be happy to hear from you and learn more about what you're seeing in the market and exchange ideas. And let's I wish all of you a very prosperous and joyful 2020, and I look forward to having a conversation with you sometime this year. And with that, we'll wrap it up. Thanks.